following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Refuge Daily. It's Thursday, December 10th. Glad to be here with you guys, and we're going to jump into our series that we've been doing whenever I'm up here on the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. And so we're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, and it says this: "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Let's pray. Lord, as we enter this time, I pray that you would speak to each of us and help us to check our hearts to see if they're pure, if they're contaminated, where they might be. But Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to do a couple of object lessons. It's one of my favorite things to do, is to have some illustrations, the visuals to see what's going on with this lesson. We're going to get to those in just a few minutes. But we're talking today about having a pure heart. Having a pure heart, because it says then that we will see God. We want to get to heaven. We want to be there. And we want to know, how do we do that? How do we go about doing that? Well, if our hearts are not pure, we cannot see God. We cannot see Him clearly in our own lives, but we're also in danger of missing out on seeing God for all of eternity. Okay? There are things, if our heart is not pure, there are things that are blocking our path, blocking our way. And what happens in our life, if we don't have a heart that is completely pure, is that we are going to miss out on some of the most important things in life. And so why should we have a pure heart? And the first reason that we need to have a pure heart is this: if we have an impure heart that's crowded with the things of this world, we're not any different than the Pharisees. Okay? If we have an impure heart that is crowded with the things of this world, we are not any different than the Pharisees. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, it says this: "For I tell you that unless your righteousness or your purity surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, in this verse, Jesus is using Pharisees and teachers of the law as that very visible thing that every first century Jew would have recognized as somebody who was pursuing that which is right. They, honestly, they would be like, what does the Bible say? What do the scriptures say on how we should live our life? And they were obedient to those things. But the problem is that they still hadn't been pure enough. Jesus says, your righteousness needs to exceed that of the Pharisees, exceed that of the religious teachers. Now, to the average Jew, they would have been like, that's impossible. I mean, these are the guys that literally were counting out the seeds of dill when they would tithe, and they'd be like, one for God, nine for me, one for God, nine for me, and cumin, and all these small seeds, and your things that we would just be like, this looks about, yeah, this is a tenth. This is a tenth of it. Maybe we'd get a scale. They were like, no, we need to be precise, down to one, absolutely one-tenth perfect of every grain of the seeds that they would gather. And God says, Jesus says, you got to go further than that. You got to be more pure. Because the things of this world, the things that are out there in the world, the cares of this world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, as 1 John says, these things will contaminate us. And so, I look at this glass of water right here. Pure water. It's pure. You can drink it, just to prove it, just so everyone sees. Kind of help my throat at the same time right there too. But if we fill it with the things of this world, the cares of this world, it quickly becomes clouded. You can't see clearly anymore. That clear cup of water you'd have been able to see clearly through, but I can't see you at all as I'm looking through this clouded heart here, okay? When you look through a glass of pure water, you can still see colors clearly, but when you add just a little bit of food coloring to it, it quickly pollutes it, it covers it, and it changes the way that you view everything. Our heart cannot be pure and have the pollutants of the world at the same time. Our righteousness, our cleanliness needs to be better than that of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, they looked pure. Jesus says you need to go further. The second reason that we need to have that pure heart is that if our heart is not pure, our actions will not be pure as well. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says this, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." And this is not a technical issue right now. I knew that the lights were going to go off. But the whole point is, if our heart is not pure, then our actions are not pure. It says, the Bible here says, we need to walk in the light, not in darkness. You can't be in the darkness and in the light at the same time. You can't be in the darkness and in the light. It says to live as children of light. Again, you can't see clearly in the dark. But when the light is on, you can see where you are going. And that fruit of the light, it says, is all goodness and righteousness and truth. Again, the idea is that when we are in the light of God, we can see clearly. But if there is darkness in us, if we are in the dark, we can't see God. In 1 John, it also talks about how if we love our brothers and sisters, we walk in the light. But if we say we love God but hate our brothers and sisters, we walk in the darkness. And the truth and the light is not in us at all. I bring this up because it's so easy for us to pretend outwardly that we love one another, right? It's so easy for us to say things, and we come to church and we see each other and we're like, "God bless you, brother. God bless you. Oh, it's so good to see you." When inwardly we're like, "I know what you believe about politics or about whatever it might be. Or I know what you did. You posted pictures of it on Instagram." And you're like, "How dare you?" And still call yourself a believer. If we're hiding hatred, if we're hiding anger and bitterness, we're not walking in the light. We can't walk in the light and the darkness at the same time. Light will bring out goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now, in Mark chapter 7, it says it like this. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." All of these here are outward actions, but they have a root in our heart. What comes out of our heart and mind is what defiles us. Not just the actions, but the desire to do so. Think about this, sexual immorality. Jesus says, you've heard it said, do not commit adultery, but I say if you've looked with lust upon someone, you've already committed adultery in your heart. The Bible also says, do not murder, but I say, Jesus is one who said this, I say that if you have hatred in your heart towards your brother, you have already murdered them in your heart. In fact, it goes so far as to say, if you call somebody a fool or an idiot, you are in danger of the fires of hell itself. It's impossible to have a polluted mind and a pure heart at the same time. We tend to think of our heart and our mind as different, right? The heart, that's our emotions. That's how, oh, we want to show love. But in our mind, oh, well, that's our thought life and our rationality and our thought process. The Bible saw no distinction between the heart and the mind. Okay? They used one word to describe this internal who you were, your soul inside of you. The Bible doesn't make a distinction. Okay? Now, you can outwardly look pure. Here's another glass right there. You can outwardly look pure while being deadly. I have here some ethylene glycol. Ethylene glycol is colorless, odorless, looks just like water, but it's deadly. In fact, this amount of ethylene glycol could actually, there's a chance that this could kill somebody. But if you were to mix these together, if you were to pour this into water, you can't see a difference, can you? There's no difference in the way that it looks. There might be a slight difference in the taste. It's a little sweet tasting. It's what gives the antifreeze that kind of sweetness if you ever get it on your fingers and put it in your mouth. But it looks clear. It looks clean. It looks pure. But inward, it's polluted. You can have an impure heart, and it will affect your actions. It will kill people. We can act in impure ways. And the third thing is, if our hearts are pure and they are filled with God, then there won't be room for anything else. In Luke 10, verse 27, it says this, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So how much of your heart should be devoted to loving God? All of it. It's like that meme. Have you guys seen that meme that's the pie chart? And it's like, how much of my heart should I serve God? And there's almost all of it's colored in, and it says, yes, this is devoted to God. And then there's a little sliver, and it's like, also devoted to God, but in a different color. Our entire heart should be devoted to serving God. Now think about this. What would your relationship with God be like if you loved Him in the way that this verse tells us to? With your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, and your whole mind. How would it change the way that you live your life if you had it devoted entirely to God? Back in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says this in Matthew 6. He says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." And in context of the passage, he's talking about money. He says, you cannot serve both God and money. You can't serve two masters because they require different actions of you. They will require different thought processes, different decisions, different actions, different maybe even work choices. Life choices. You can't serve both God and the world. You can't serve God and money. You can't serve God and your physical appetites. You can't serve God and a career. You can't serve God and popularity. It's God or the world. You're either pure or you're polluted. And whether you're polluted like this and it's very visible or polluted like this and no one else sees it, if you're polluted, your heart is not pure, you won't see God. So how do you know if your heart is pure? Well, take a look around your life. Take a look around your house. The Bible says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So what are you treasuring? That's where your focus is. That's who you're serving. So serve the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's it for today. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, help us to have a pure heart. Help us to have a pure mind, to be able to focus on you. Be with us in this journey of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you next time on Refuge Daily. God bless.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.